USA News. I'm Dave Collins. Several pro-Palestinian protesters are in custody after trying to disrupt the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade. The New York Daily News reports some of the protesters wore white jumpsuits with words like ethnic cleansing. They jumped the barricades and also appeared they had glued their hands to the pavement. The marching bands and floats had to make their way around them as police moved in to make the arrest. The U.S. is standing by its allies.
The U.S. Navy destroyer USS Hudner shot down several attack drones over the Red Sea that were launched from Houthi-controlled areas in Yemen early yesterday morning. The ship and crew sustained no damage or injury, but the Pentagon later said the American ship itself was not the target, though the drone got close enough to be of concern. That attack drone likely on its way to Israel, according to U.S. officials. I'm Corey Myers.
A new report says the two people who died in a fiery car crash at the U.S.-Canadian border may have been a married couple from New York. The crash happened Wednesday morning at Rainbow Bridge near Niagara Falls. Law enforcement sources say the married couple was in a Bentley and was driving at a high rate of speed when it hit a curb and a guardrail, which sent it flying through the air and exploding upon impact, killing both of them. Donald Trump is widening his lead against President Biden in a 2024 presidential matchup. The Emerson College poll found 47% of respondents support Trump, compared to 43% who said they would vote for Biden. About 10% of the voters in the poll were undecided. A pause in fighting between Israel and Hamas will now start at midnight Eastern Time. The group of hostages held by Hamas will be turned over at 9 a.m. Eastern Friday morning, 4 p.m. local time. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
NYPD says the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade proceeded as normal despite protests at various points of the parade route. A number of protesters were arrested, but police did not provide details. Police said the parade route did not have to be diverted, and all protesters were cleared by 11 a.m. Eastern Time. In a case that stemmed from a federal lawsuit filed more than a decade ago, an Illinois jury has found that several major egg producers conspired to raise prices by limiting the egg supply. Major food manufacturers, including the Kellogg Company and Kraft Foods, allege that egg producers used various ways to limit the nation's supply of eggs during the early 2000s. Damages in the lawsuit will be decided next week. A state of emergency in Kentucky this morning after a train derailment caused a chemical spill. At least two cars spilled sulfur. Governor Andy Beshear said the people in the small town of Livingston had been encouraged to evacuate.
The governor of Kentucky declares a state of emergency after a freight train derails in Rockcastle County and there's a chemical spill and fire. This happening about an hour from Lexington, 16 train cars involved.
So far, the one crew member has been treated for minor injuries at the scene. A spike in air travel numbers this Thanksgiving holiday could be record-breaking. The TSA says nearly 3 million people are expected to fly home on Sunday. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.